sitting in the sun. Sitting in the sun. Whenever I see anyone sitting in the sun, I think they're soaking up the brilliance of the universe. They're soaking up the joy of the universe. They are peace. They are love. They are gentleness. Whenever I see anyone sitting in the sun, whether it's at the beach or on poolside chair or on the front porch, and no matter where it is, I instantly feel a warm glow inside of me. I instantly feel a sensitivity inside of me that says, all is right with the world. All is right with the world and all is peace. And it's a good feeling. It's a very good feeling. Now, I can just imagine what the person sitting there in the sun is feeling. I oftentimes walk through the park. And as I walk through the park, I see elderly gentlemen sitting on the park bench, just relaxing, at peace. They're sitting in the sunlight, and the day is passing by, and they just feel wonderful. They feel so grand, so peaceful, so at one with themselves. Nothing bothers them, nothing concerns them. They are just in delight. And as they are in this delight, what is it that they are feeling? What is it that they are knowing? How is it that they are looking at their life? Do they look at their life and say, all is in divine order? Do they look at their life and say, this is a world of peace and goodness? Do they look at their life? No, they don't really look at it. They are relaxed. They are at peace. They have lived a good life, and they're still living a good life, but they're relaxed, and they're peaceful. And as they are relaxed and peaceful, they feel content, and they fall asleep, as a little child would fall asleep. And if you saw a little child sitting in the park, falling asleep on the park bench in the sun, you wouldn't think a thing about it. You would think how wonderful it is for that child to be so relaxed, to be so peaceful, to be so content. Every time we look at anyone who is sitting quietly, especially when they're sitting in the sun, just soaking up that wonderful, wonderful warmth of the sun, we think how peaceful, how wonderful. When we have circumstances that cause us travail or turmoil in our heart and soul, we sit down quietly and are peaceful. We've been watching the Caesar or the Dog Whisperer show, and as we watched it, Caesar would have dogs that were rather uptight. They were very tense, and they were very unhappy about something. And then Caesar would just take his foot, and he would touch the dog right about at his hind leg. Just touch him, just a little tick on the foot. And the dog would instantly become peaceful. The dog would instantly relax. The dog would instantly let go of its tension, because it didn't have to be tense. It didn't have to do it. It was like turning off a switch. And turning off that switch in this dog made this dog feel so wonderful, so peaceful. You and I often have that same thing. We get so tense in life. We get so uptight with what things we feel have to be done. And as we get uptight with these things, it'd be nice if somebody would come along and take us a little tap or a little kick on the hind foot, on the buttocks. And what would we think? Oh, it redirects the attention, as the dog whisperer would say. It redirects the attention of the dog from one attitude of mind. It doesn't matter what that attitude of mind is, but from one attitude of mind to another attitude of mind. Just as the sun helps redirect our attention from one attitude of mind to another attitude of mind. And as we redirect our attention from one attitude to another attitude of mind, we are becoming peaceful. If we're withdrawing our attention from an angry attitude, an uptight attitude, or a tense attitude, then certainly, as we are taken away from that attitude, we're no longer uptight, tense, or nervous, or in any way upset, and we are peaceful. We have the ability to so simply do this, as dogs have the ability to so simply do this. When a dog is uptight about something, and his master gently taps him on the buttocks, the dog instantly thinks differently. His mind is free from the anxiety that he had. And now he is thinking about himself, hey, well, what's next? What's next? Now what? Now what? And he's relaxed. And he settles down. He'll sit down and he'll lay down. And he'll be at peace. You and I are at peace every time we gently sit in the sun and let all of our cares go by. You and I are at peace every time we let go and let the divine in us say, hey, cool it, baby. You don't need to think about that. That's not your concern. That's not your worry. That's not your intention in life. Your intention in life is just to have a waggly tail. And when you see your dog with his waggly tail, you say, good morning. You say, hi, baby. How you doing? And the dog loves it. Now, when a dog is uptight or tense, and you just redirect his attention from that, it's not a matter of redirecting it to something, but just from it. And the tension no longer is compelling to the dog. And you and I, when we can sit in the sun and relax, the tension and compulsion of our everyday life, the things that worry us and bother us, are now gone. They're gone and we're no longer concerned with them. We're peaceful. We're content. And all is in divine order. Sitting in the sun is one of the most glorious, simple remedies we can give to our hectic life. Our life becomes so harassed by so many things, and we don't know what they are, and we don't need to know. We just let them go. And when we give them no attention, they fitter away, and they take care of themselves. We don't have to be concerned about them, just as a dog, when he is so being the leader, or being the master, or being the one who is in charge. When he's kicked in the butt a little bit, he relaxes and he says, oh, this isn't so important. Hey, I wonder what I was thinking about. And then he is in charge of himself once again. You and I are in charge of ourselves when we sit in the sun, when we relax. Lazy bones, sitting in the sun, waiting till the noonday work is done. Waiting till the noonday work is done. Well, we're not lazy bones, but we are certainly intelligent enough to let go and enjoy life more and more fully by being our divine self. Today, say this for you. I'm sitting in the sun. I'm not a lazy bones. I'm just relaxed and peaceful. And I can do that, you know. I can do that every now and then. And whenever tension grabs a hold of me, I just sit in the sun, mentally, physically, however. And then all the tension fades away, and once again, I'm in peace, at charge, in charge with myself. and all is in divine order. Join me in this wonderful journey of sitting in the sun, of relaxing, of letting all the noonday work be done, of letting all the peaceful thoughts invade my mind, and all the tension of my world is gone, and I am peace, and I am bliss. Join me in that, for it's a wonderful way, a wonderful type of person to be, and that's the kind of person that I am, and that's the kind of person that you are, and it's the only kind of person to be. I love you. I love you. I love you.